Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. Low-carb diets are popular.
You're right, Cheryl. I once worked at a supermarket that catered to health-conscious consumers, and I gotta tell you, there was a lot of demand for protein and sometimes fat-packed foods low in carbs. But are these diets healthy, or is it all just hype?
We have our first Serving Up Science guest in studio with us here today. I am sitting across from Dr. Robin Tucker, who is Assistant Professor of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Michigan State University. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's great to be here.
So maybe we could start by just asking, how did you get interested in food?
I've always been interested in food and exercise and how that, you know, makes you a healthy person. And I'd always been told I should eat my vegetables, but I was always that kid that wanted to know why I should be eating my vegetables. And so with a degree in nutrition, I was able to explore the why of healthy eating.
And I think it's worth taking a moment to step back and talk about what carbs are, because we tend to demonize carbs lately. Just like a few episodes ago, Karel and I were talking about the sugar industry or whether fats are to blame for heart disease and cancer. So what are carbs? And they aren't really all bad, are they? Because we need carbs to do all of these activities, like think.
Exactly. So carbohydrate is a very broad term for a lot of different categories of nutrients or building blocks for our body. We have quote unquote good carbs like fiber, which are so important for intestinal health. So making sure that you're going to the bathroom regularly and getting all of that processed food out of your body in a routine fashion. This may help to prevent colon cancer, which is increasingly seen in the population. Fiber may also help with cholesterol control. So getting lots of fiber can decrease bad cholesterol. And often we see that diets that are high in fiber, those people that follow those high fiber diets tend to weigh less.
So fiber is a good carb. How does it compare to something like sugar?
Really, sugar in a simple form like table sugar doesn't really provide us with much nutrition other than calories.
This month, a giant 25-year-long study of more than 15,000 adults was published in the journal The Lancet Public Health, finding that low-carb diets are correlated with a shorter lifespan. Do you know what's going on there?
So this was an interesting study, and you're right, it did just come out. So I think that the scientific community is still digesting, if you will, the ramifications of the findings. They found that people who were eating fewer carbs died sooner, but also people who were eating more than the recommended carb intake, so more than 70% of their calories from carbs, also died earlier. But I think if we go back to this idea of moderation, of getting somewhere between 45 to 65% of your calories from carbohydrate, you're probably, you know, if you're making good choices, high in fiber, low in sugar, then I think you're going to have, you know, both a longer life and a higher quality of life while you're enjoying that increased lifespan. And I think that's really important. Quality and quantity are what we're looking for.
You're listening to Serving Up Science. We're talking with Dr. Robin Tucker, Assistant Professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Michigan State University, about low-carb diets. They seem to change names every few years. You have Atkins, keto, carnivore. But why are these low-carb diets so popular right now?
I think because they are very effective in the short term. At least they seem to be effective for people. But really, when you have these low-carb diets, what's happening is you get this really great feeling because the scale says that you've had this initial weight loss that looks really good in terms of numbers, but you're not actually losing fat. You're losing water. And so that's a bit deceptive. So you get this boost of feeling good, like I'm making progress, but in reality, you've just lost some water weight, which will come back the moment you start eating carbohydrate again.
What about overall health? Can a true low-carb diet actually be healthy if you combine the right nutrients in the foods you do eat?
It depends on what aspect of health we're interested in. If we're looking at weight loss, if we're looking at cardiovascular health, a variety of things, diabetes and blood sugar control. It really depends on, you know, why you're choosing that diet as to whether or not you're going to see the health effects that you want. I will also say that there's not a lot of long-term evidence that looks at those low-carb diets in terms of general health.
I mentioned on my social media accounts that we would be touching on these low-carb diets. And a question that I assured someone that I would ask you is, shorter term, can someone who decides to eat a low-carb diet or a keto diet, I guess, intermittently, can there be benefits to that?
That's a tricky question. And what we see often is that people will go on a keto diet and maybe even are able to stay on it for longer than they've ever been on any other diet before and see that weight loss. But then they revert back because staying on the keto diet is very difficult. And then they gain the weight back and perhaps even more. And then they go back on the keto and lose it. And then they go off the keto and gain it. So you set yourself up for this yo-yo effect of losing maybe the same 10 pounds and gaining the same 10 pounds over and over and over.
What would be your best advice? You said moderation, but what are some of the best foods we should be focused on for healthy eating?
So if we want to follow, you know, a named diet, so, you know, we've got the Whole30, the keto, the Atkins, whatever you're interested in. If you want to follow a main diet, or named diet, I'm sorry, that has research behind it, that you can go to a website and look up what the foods are, I would recommend the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet is a pattern of eating. It emphasizes fruits and vegetables. It emphasizes whole grains. It emphasizes lean meats, like especially fish. It emphasizes olive oil and nuts and some dairy. So that to me is a moderate, easy to follow, easy to adhere to diet that people, I think, can appreciate and enjoy and follow long term.
We've been speaking with Dr. Robin Tucker, assistant professor in the Department of Food Science and Human Nutrition at Michigan State University, about low-carb diets. Dr. Tucker, thanks for speaking with us.
It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Serving Up Science, the series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum.
And I'm Karel Vega, and this is WKAR.